Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. As we emerge from the darkest days of the year, let's note that rituals and celebrations involving lights are a commonality across cultures and religions during this holiday season. Joining me to shed light on this episode of That's History is Jonathan Zimmerman, history professor at New York University. Jonathan, thanks for joining us once again.
Good to be here as always.
Christmas tree lights, of course, and both Kwanzaa and Hanukkah celebrate with the lighting of candles. Kwanzaa is a relatively recent holiday, but the legacy of Hanukkah goes all the way back.
It does, although, you know, in the Talmud, which is the Jewish canon of law and tradition, it's very vague, and it was never a major festival. It was always a minor one. It commemorates the expulsion of Greeks from the temple, the Jewish temple, by a group of rebels, Jewish rebels, named the Maccabees. And the story that's, again, sketchily told in the Talmud is after they expelled the Greeks, they only had enough oil to burn for one night, but the oil lasted for 8 nights. And ergo, 8 nights of Hanukkah, 8 candles, and now, of course, 8 presents.
So how did it get from this sketchy story to a holiday perhaps rivaling Christmas celebrations in some homes?
Well, that's an American story, and in its own American way, almost as miraculous as Hanukkah itself, I think. The short story is that when Jews came here en masse, they discovered that there was a really, really big and influential Christian holiday in December called Christmas. In the United States, especially in this land of abundance, land of giant department stores and commercialism, Christmas had kicked in as a commercial event. Jewish kids saw their non-Jewish friends getting showered with presents. And so the present aspect of Hanukkah was really developed by American Jews to compete with Christmas so that their kids wouldn't feel left out when December rolled around.
Was it a pure commercial competition, or was the intent also to get young Jewish children to more embrace a religion that treated them that way?
It was absolutely both. And actually, there was ambivalence about presents. You know, there were some Jews who said, look, if we make this about presents, we're going to lose the message of Hanukkah, which is one of protecting your faith against outside occupiers. And what we need to do is we need to remember the message of Hanukkah, which is all about, again, defending our faith. But even that claim, even that idiom receives a kind of American gloss because Jewish Americans folded it into, yes, the story of the American Revolution. They said Hanukkah is a story of repelling an outside invader or occupier in the same way that the American Revolution expelled the Brits. And so several people even wrote that they believed that the Maccabean Revolt, the Hanukkah Revolt, began when somebody said, give me liberty or give me death, which, of course, is the phrase that's attributed to Patrick Henry, the American Revolutionary War hero. So again, this too, this idea that Hanukkah should be about defending the faith against an outside occupier, was very easily folded into the American story.
And then perhaps in the 20th century also folded into the story of the birth of Israel.
Absolutely. So Zionists seize on this story in the early 20th century, and they see the Maccabees as prefiguring the Zionist story, the creation of a nation in Israel. But so do Jewish socialists. Jews were in no way united on the question of Zion, and indeed the socialist camp was rather opposed to Zionism often because, you know, what they want is a kind of worldwide workers' revolution. And they see in the Maccabees that story. They see the Maccabees are the first worker revolt. So everybody sees in them what they want.
Interesting. And when we discuss Jews in America, there are Orthodox, conservative, Reform, Reconstructionists. Do the different types have different appreciations and understandings of the holiday and how it's to be observed?
Well, without a doubt. I mean, I think it's fair to say that in general, in more Orthodox communities, it's remained a rather minor holiday because, you know, they point out quite correctly that in the classic and the canonical text, there's really not a lot of talk about Hanukkah. It is not traditionally a major Jewish holiday. I think the historical point is that Jews in America made it one. And so I think it's fair to say that Reform and conservative Jews are probably more likely to make a big deal out of Hanukkah than the Orthodox are.
I wonder how it's celebrated in Israel.
Also a mix, depending on people's religious orientation.
Take us through the 20th century. also around the time of World War II and the rise of Nazi Germany.
Yes, well, it shouldn't surprise us that with the Nazi threat in Europe, that a lot of American Jews start to see the Hanukkah story as a fight against fascism. And the Maccabees are a way to rally us against the racism prejudice against Nazism. In the wake of the war, and especially as more news about the Holocaust comes out, American Jews start to celebrate Hanukkah as a way of reminding ourselves that we can preserve our identity, even amidst existential threats to it.
You have me wondering now, is it specifically Hanukkah that's ambiguous enough that one can make of it what one will, or are other Jewish holidays also open enough to various interpretations and ways of celebrating?
Well, you know, I think that Passover is a good example, and Passover too across time has been seized upon by American Jews as, again, a tale of liberation, a reminder about the importance of freedom and its connection to faith. But I also think that Passover historically, or at least traditionally, has been a much more dominant holiday in the Jewish idiom, in the Jewish tradition. And Hanukkah, less so. Hanukkah is really an American creation. And I think that's also why it's been so easy for American Jews to fold it in with other December holidays, including Christmas. So you'll now get cards, we do, that say, you know, Happy Christmas Ka. You know, combining Christmas and Hanukkah. And you see other kinds of icons and decorations combining them. This year especially, we see the menorah tree, in which you have a menorah with pine on each of the candles, again, combining a Christmas tree and a menorah. Or you have the mensch on the bench, which is now this popular doll, which is this Jewish guy who sits on a bench that's supposed to rival the elf on the shelf.
And I suppose the menorah tree would be perfectly in place in many of the blended homes in the United States today.
Absolutely, including my own. I mean, I should say that I live in such a family. It's one of those mixed, melded American mishmashes. And by tradition, I should say our tradition, we do exchange gifts on Christmas, but we also light the Hanukkah candles.
I think your kids are getting shortchanged. 8 nights of Hanukkah plus 12 of Christmas, it's almost 3 weeks' worth.
Well, I think like a lot of American Jewish kids, I remember bragging to my non-Jewish friends that we actually had 8 Christmases. And again, I think that's exactly to the point, you know. It's very much of an American holiday, and so it mixes easily with other American holidays.
Thanks, Jonathan, and happy holidays.
Thanks, and same to you.
Jonathan Zimmerman is history professor at New York University. He joins us on this episode of That's History.